These are the Kaishi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kaishi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, welcome to the Kaishi Tapes podcast. John Hewlett here along with Favaz.
Hi.
Hey, you got a good one here.
I do. Paul Rogers, lead singer of Bad Company, legendary lead singer, legendary singer of Free, of Queen, of solo fame. I mean, you know.
The Firm.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
There was another one. There's another one. I can't remember off the top of my head, though. He was part of another group of artists that had a band that put out a record.
The Law.
The Law, yes.
Yeah, I remember The Law.
Yeah.
So I met him in 99, and we talk about it here in the beginning. So I actually just got to meet him. It was really cool, you know. But to talk to him now after all these years is even cooler, even though it was on the phone. And he talks about, you know, how he wrote All Right Now.
Yeah. With Free. That's another band Free. He was in we didn't mention.
Did I mention Free?
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just really cool to talk to him. So he's a nice guy.
I can remember in the mid-70s, early 70s, when Bad Company was new and fresh and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And his voice, I just always felt the power of his voice. And it was so perfect with the band that he was with those guys. And those songs that came from those albums in the early days are just still iconic today.
Yes, they are.
He's one of the greats, no doubt about it. And he's a fitness guy. He's always kept himself in good shape. That's why he can still do what he does at his age.
But
yeah,
he just revealed that he had so many strokes.
Oh, really?
On CBS, we talk about that.
Okay.
That's here.
I did not know that.
He had two biggies.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had an operation on his, they had to intubate him. I mean, he talks about it.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I had no idea that was going on with him.
Yep.
All right. Well, here's an interview Favaz recently did with the great Paul Rogers, one of the greatest rock singers of all time. Here we go. Make sure I get all the right buttons pushed in. And I don't. Now I do.
Hey, Favaz at Kaishi. Yes.
Hey, I got Paul Rogers on the line if you guys are ready.
I am ready.
All right, and once I connect that, you have the full 10.
Okay.
And they just wanted to give you a heads up that their album is number 8 in the country.
Ooh, number 8, John.
Oh, number 8 in the country.
It was number 8.
What's the name of the album?
I don't know.
Get to it, I'm sure.
No.
Oh. Oh, you never asked him about it? Oh, wow.
And he never said it either.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
And this is a Bad Company record or a Paul Rogers
record?
Paul
Rogers record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to you. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Just, Okay, you're on with Paul.
Hey, right. Favaz here with Paul Rogers, one of the greatest of all time. Hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, man. You know, this is the second time that I've spoke with you. I don't know if you remember, and I don't expect you to, but you were on tour with Bad Company, and Simon Kirk came in the studio, you and he, and you played, I played Weep No More, and Simon wrote that song, correct?
That's true, yes.
And you were playing, and David Lee Roth opened up the show at...
Oh, I remember that tour, yes.
He remembers the tour or remembers being in the studio?
He remembers the tour.
Okay.
And that was the tour that I smoked a joint with David Lee Roth.
Oh,
with.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you told that story on the podcast before? Probably. Because we've had David
I think
on.
Yeah.
Interesting tours. Let me ask you a question, though, for Buzz.
Yes.
You are the oldest rock station in America.
We are. I've been here 33 years. What?
When did you start?
We started in 1967.
Oh, 1967. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, 1967, I was 17. I was just coming down to London and forming Free at that point in my life. Yeah, man.
Wow. Yeah, 67, and we've been around for, some 55-plus years. So, anyway, it's really good to talk to you. You have a new record, and it's all new material, I should say. For the first one in over 20 years, it's number 8 on the charts. Tell us about it. Come on.
Oh, you did ask him about it.
I asked him about it, but I didn't ask him the name of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he didn't.
He never gave it.
Well, you know, I was sitting around at home having a rest from the touring, etc., and I was playing my acoustic guitar, and I put a bunch of songs together. We went into the studio. My core band was Todd Ronning on bass for my solo band, Rick Fedick on drums, and Ray Roper on guitar.
Yeah.
The four of us, eyeball to eyeball, we just got in the studio, and we were just laying tracks down, basically. And it's become an album right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of it, actually.
Unreal. And what's the name of it, Paul? Yeah. You're proud of it.
Tell us about it.
Love is the focus song, if you will.
What is love?
Something love. We'd have to go back. Oh. It's not important. It's just it's really good stuff. It anyway. Congratulations.
Take love. Yeah, yeah. We'll take love.
Actually, we'll take love.
I don't know.
But you know, there needs to be more love in the world, and we sometimes turn away from it.
There's an old message that just keeps falling on deaf
ears. Yeah, all the time.
But did that, and my wife was talking to the cat, and I heard her say, you know, Sheridan, her name was Sheridan, this kitty, and she said, I can't love you if you keep walking away. And I sort of went, wow, that's a good opening line for us. I took it from there, because it's a very human thing to, like, walk away from love, unfortunately. Yeah.
She's totally right, yeah. We're talking to Paul Rogers of Bad Company fame, of you have played, you have sung with everybody. Who is the greatest guitar player that you have ever played with? Can you name it?
Well, I hate to say that, because there have all been so many great guitarists. I mean, I was recently working with Keith Scott from Bryan Adams Band, and he plays on the album. If you listen to Melting, you'll hear him on the front of that particularly. It's such a groove. And also Chuck Lavelle plays keyboards on that track as well. But, yeah.
So I didn't mention Brian May of Queen Company Guitars.
He does talk about a few, but yeah. Would you say that this one is the greatest or that one is the greatest? Would you?
No. No,
because of their egos? Yeah. You understand if you don't want to piss anybody off, but come on. Who is the absolute, like, your top two or two, three, if you will?
Well, I have to go back to Paul Kossoff, the first guitarist.
Free, right.
Paul Kossoff, yeah.
Yep.
Free. I still love that guy, and I loved how he played and the way he played it. Every note that he played was torture. He dragged it out of his very soul, you know.
Right.
And it was so meaningful and so great. The Colin Marshall thing, you know, great sound.
All right. You know, speaking of Paul and Free, I stole one of your lines from when you were in Queen for that little bit. I'm going to ask you about that here in just a second. You say on the live record, I guess, it was all right then and it's all right now. And I say that every time, because All Right Now from Free is one of the most iconic rock songs ever.
Well, it's amazing how that came to be written, because we were at Free, we were a blues band, and we were writing our own songs as well. And we got to a point where we were doing mostly our songs. And I said to Andy, the writer, the bass player, Andy Fraser,
mm-hmm.
I think we should try and have the whole set with full of our own songs, because then we have our own identity. And there was one song we could not do, was The Hunter by Albert King, because it was such a good song. And I said, we need a song that will at least equal that in terms of popularity, one that maybe people could sing with. And I went, like, maybe like, All Right Now, like that. I said, well, let's use that as the chorus.
Oh,
and Andy took that away and came back to bam, boom, bam, bam. And I wrote the lyrics from there, and it's been all right since then.
So tell us about when you were in Queen for that hot minute. I mean, it's amazing what that band has gone through, and they have the movie that came out and everything. But you were in Queen with Brian May, another great guitar player.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic guitar. Well, we joined forces, I think I would say. Because I never really, I don't like to join bands, but we join forces anyway.
Join forces, Andy, John.
Join forces.
Join forces.
Melding, if you will.
Yes.
You know, they did my songs as well. their songs. And they did a great version of All Right Now. And
like, oh, they did some Bad Company songs?
Yeah, they did. And they did All Right Now. That's where I took that line from.
I always thought that he, because I never saw him with Queen. And I just thought they were just, he was just doing Queen songs, but they were doing both, Queen
they,
and
they
Bad
did
Company
both.
Songs.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How come I didn't know that? How,
come on, you're the U-Man.
I'm wishing well, like that. So it was a hot 4 years.
So he
did build himself as Queen with Paul Rogers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it wasn't just Queen with Paul Rogers singing. Yeah.
Right. Did you join forces with Queen? Did they ask you, or did what happened?
Yeah, they asked me. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I was doing a TV show which was honoring Chris Black, who was the head of Island Records, the CEO of Island Records, and they wanted me to do All Right Now to the head the bill. And Queen were also going to be performing on that same show. So Brian called me and said, do you have a band for that? And I said, well, actually, no, I don't. He said, well, look, we'll be your backing band for All Right Now. You'll be
How about
there.
That?
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So no wonder it didn't make sense, really, in certain terms of style, that Paul Rogers would be singing, would be trying to replace Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Yeah, it never did make sense.
And they didn't do it for that reason.
No.
It was kind
of
cool.
More of Brian May wanting to help Paul Rogers keep Bad Company going.
Kind of. And he wanted to play All Right Now.
Yeah.
You know, he said, we'll be your backing band at this, this thing. And so that was really cool.
I'm glad you asked him about this.
Yeah.
I asked you to ask him
about
this.
Yes, you did, Johnny. Yeah.
I wanted to know. I had no idea.
You know.
I had no idea it was this.
They joined forces, John.
Yes.
We will rock when we are the champions. And I said, that sounds good. Let's do that. So that's what we did. And it was so magical when we played together that we continued for, well, it wasn't meant to be 4 years. It was meant to be a couple of shows in Europe just for fun. Yeah. But it turned into 4 years, two world tours, and an actual studio album.
An actual what album?
Studio.
Oh, okay.
He says studio.
Wow, I don't know about that.
I don't know it either.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay. Unreal. I mean, do you feel pressure playing?
You know, this was all happening when we thought for a period of time that the great classic bands had seen their day and they were on the way down.
Yes.
Bad Company was one of them. Even Queen, of course, without Freddie, was experiencing a downtrend. Kiss, Journey, Styx, all of them.
All of them.
You know, there was a period of time there in, I would say, the 90s, late 80s into the early 90s, when grunge came along, and it was like, all right, old rockers, you're done. There's a whole new sound out there. And they were, you know, they were doing shows in much smaller arenas.
Yes, they were.
Doing meet and greets at Hooters and, you know, places like that, because they figured their careers.
Hey, Kiss did one of those anyway.
Absolutely. I was at that live broadcast when we had Gene Simmons at the Hooters. I think it was Hooters Westport when I was doing the morning show.
With Queen or Bad Company or Jimmy Page, any of those.
What?
So the Cosmos Rocks, that's the name of the album.
Okay.
It was released in September of 2008. And the live records with Queen, live Return of the Champions, released in October of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so
there
you go.
It was very involved.
Yeah. Any of those bands, any of those guitar players, do you feel the pressure?
Because when you described it as a hot minute initially, that's kind of the way it came across, or is it how I remember it, just a short run and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, you could do it very easily, but the thing is, they're people and they're musicians, and you've got to communicate to them on that level. So I would just, as ordinary, another musician, and not as somebody like so special that you couldn't even talk to them or anything like that. I would just talk to them, and we would actually forget all of the above and just play music together. That's the whole thing. That's been my focus.
Wow. So the Cosmos Rocks is the only studio album by Queen and Paul Rogers, Queen's 16th overall, released on 15th of September 2008. It contains 14 new tracks written by Brian May, Roger Taylor, and Paul Rogers. This is the first studio album of new material from the two remaining members of Queen since 1995's Made in Heaven.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have to check that out.
I don't know any of those songs.
No. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're talking to Paul Rogers on Kashi, and Paul, you were on CBS mornings, earlier this week or last week, and you talked about the number of strokes that you've had, and you've had a couple big ones. You're healthy now, correct?
Yeah, thank you. Thank God, really. But I do thank hyperbarics as well as oxygen under pressure, which is the treatment you can get. And it's endless, and you just sit in there.
If you got the money.
Under pressure.
You got the money and you're not claustrophobic.
So, you know, the only thing you feel is a little bit in your ears. It's like flying on a little puddle jumper on an airplane. But that's all. And then you just watch a movie for an hour and you're done.
So wow.
You breathe in. You breathe in and the oxygen, you know, recirculates you through your brain. And it's very good. It took a year and a half to get my voice back after all that stroke, you know.
You had to have been worried about your at least your voice, correct?
Definitely, yeah, because I had an operation, endotoxectomy, I think it's called. Actually, have to cut your throat.
There's the missus helping him with the words.
Yeah.
Oh,
and my gosh. They have to incubate you to do that, and they get very close to the vocal cords. But I had a great surgeon, Dr. Lawler. He's in Vancouver now, and he said, "I knew that you were a vocalist, and I was careful with your, not to keep the knife away from your vocal."
The average Joe Blow, they just jam it in there. Whatever happens, happens. Yeah.
That's good. So, do you talk to Simon Kirk or Mick Ralphs from Bad Company at all? I mean, do you keep in contact with them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We were in New York when we did that TV show. We went to a vegetarian restaurant, funny enough, in New York. It was great.
Well, Paul, after all of this time and all of the songs that you have sung and with the guitar players that you've sung with and everything, I mean, you are definitely one of the greatest of all time. And do you get tired of people saying that to you, like me?
No, it's an enormous compliment. I don't myself think I'm the greatest at all by any means, because I listened to, down through the years, to so many fantastic vocalists. I take a little from each of them. I kind of absorb them, particularly like Otis Redding, Ray Charles, you know. Rod Stewart influenced me. Steve Marriott from the Small Faces influenced me.
Wow.
So there's so many.
Steve Marriott, rough, gravelly voice.
Total.
A lot of excitement in his voice, though.
Great singers. There have been so many great singers out there that I'm not the best. But it's nice to be, nice to be liked.
It sure is. So Paul, once again, has a new record, and it's
we don't know the name of it.
Still haven't found out. Maybe you should look that up now.
Let's give it to the people.
It'd be a good way to finish the podcast. And the name of the new album is...
Let the thing run, because charts, and we're glad that you're okay, and we hope to see you sometime in St. Louis. I know you've been here, you know, like I said, with David Lee Roth opening, you know, he opened for you. And, I think the last time I saw Bad Company was with Rich Robinson of the Black Crowes played guitar.
Yeah, I saw that show too.
Yeah.
Out at the amphitheater.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was outdoors at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Yeah. Rich was a great experience. Good guitarist. I love him. I love the Black Crowes. Fantastic.
All right. Well, Paul, thank you very much, and good luck to you. And we'll hopefully see you soon.
I see you. God bless.
Okay. All right. Let it run. Let it run.
Thank you, Boz.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There's Sal, George.
Oh, excellent.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can we see you?
So we. He can if he wants to pay attention. He usually likes the camera.
How old is he? How old is he?
No, they couldn't hear you.
I don't think so.
They're on to the next group.
Yes.
For the interview.
Well, no, I was last.
Oh.
I was last.
Oh, so you were just listening to them amongst themselves.
Yes.
Now he sees you. So, yeah, hopefully he wasn't too noisy when I was going from station to station.
No, not at all.
Cool. Sal, I thought that baby was coming.
That's his wife.
Sounds like she's like 30 years old.
Yeah. So the name of his new record is called Midnight Rose.
Midnight Rose.
Thank you very much.
Gosh, sounds like a country album. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLU Man, Johnny Hewlett on Instagram, and I'm on Threads as John Hewlett, I think. I'll have to look.
What about semi-retired half-ass DJ?
Oh, yeah, and I'm also the half-ass retired DJ on Instagram.
Oh, okay, now that we got that straightened out, I'm Favaz. AMF.
Bye.
The Keshi Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Keshi, go to Keshi95.com or the Keshi mobile app.